All right, truth seekers, it's Tommy Truthful from truthmafia.com. Today, we're exposing one of the greatest threats humanity has ever faced, 5G and the Phantom Matrix. This isn't just about smart tech or quantum computers. It's about the control of your consciousness and the very essence of your soul. They're building a digital prison designed to trap you in a false reality. There's a war happening right now. One that the mainstream media keeps under wraps. This isn't a battle fought with bombs and soldiers, but with technology in the very fabric of reality. Through quantum computers, smart grids, and advanced AI, a phantom matrix is being built, a synthetic reality that is slowly devouring the organic world and siphoning off the life force. Now, it's being controlled by these archons. They're like a cyborg, robotic reptilian race, these interdimensional entities. And it is their technology that is being used to enslave us. The human body is 70% water, right? And we can manipulate water through sound and frequencies and vibration. The technology, we're told, will improve our lives, like smart cities, smart cars, even the Internet of Things, isn't just about convenience. All of these interconnected systems feed into a powerful quantum computer, many of which are tied directly to CERN. And CERN isn't about studying particles. It's about manipulating the very building blocks of reality. By tapping into these energies, they're building a quantum digital copy of our world, creating a mirror-like artificial matrix that will trap human souls when we pass. So they're creating this digital copy of reality. It would be like if you clone an internet website, that original website's still there running in the background, but there's all these other ones now that you can put users on. And they're also creating this digital quantum copy of your soul. So when you die here in the physical, you wake up in their reality. And we're seeing this 5G, it's having major effects on the human DNA and our body. I mean, look at this video where it literally blows the cork off the champagne bottle, guys. Again, the human body is 70% water. If it's having this type of effect, imagine what it's doing to you inside. You know, just think about that. Now, by tapping into these energies, they are building that digital quantum copy, creating this mirror-like artificial matrix that will trap human souls when we pass from this life. This is no longer science fiction. This is reality, right? And they slowly have built this false reality designed to enslave human consciousness. And the Phantom Matrix is powered by loosh energy, the emotional frequencies humans emit. Whether it's love, fear, these energies have specific vibrational signatures, and the entities behind this, the archons, feed off that energy. So they're also radiating our water, what you bathe in, what you use to wash your food off, wash your dishes, it's all being radiated. They're putting this 5G grid all over water towers. And again, you know, that's having a major effect on us, guys. Both our DNA. Think about this. The mass rollout of the electric grid was when we had the Spanish flu. It's called electromagnetic frequency sickness. And all you have to do is drive around your area with the EMF detector, and you'll see that we're being radiated on such high levels. And they'll try to say, oh, it's non-ionizing radiation. Well, tell me that your microwave's safe to be in, right? Because it's the same exact frequency that the microwaves are using. Not to mention, we are in a digital FEMA camp, your home, surrounded by their technology, the smart meters that's plugged into every cord in your home is plugged into that smart meter, which can then turn your home into a microwave. So their whole targeted individuals on people they deem a threat, it's got real serious lately. Quiet weapons for silent wars, guys. And that is what is happening around us. Now, these are ancient parasitic entities that the elites are working with that have trapped humanity in a loop of life, death, and rebirth, harvesting our life force to fuel their dark agenda. This technology is so advanced, it's eating up organic matter to power this phantom matrix. The chemtrails, they're spraying all the nanotechnology, it's eating up the atmosphere, which is then in return powering the phantom matrix. So these entities, that's what they call the reptilians or the fallen angels. In Gnostic teachings, these archons are described as a hybrid of reptilian and humanoid with advanced artificial intelligence. They are not aliens in the traditional sense. They are interdimensional beings from the lower astral plane known as the eighth sphere. Now, using black magic and ancient technology, these entities have tethered themselves to our world, interfacing with our physical reality through nanotechnology and black goo, which is known as programmable matter. Most of the masses are non-player characters. They're NPCs. They're already under the Archon's control, but now their sights are set on us, the first player characters, the truth seekers, the individuals who can bend and manipulate reality. They're attempting to control every aspect of the human experience through nanotechnology. Just like with these directed energy weapons, guys, you got that nanotech inside you, right? Because you breathed it in through the chemtrails. So then that gets into your system and binds itself. It burrows down into your lungs, binds itself to your central nervous system. We've already caught them with their green lasers mapping out people's areas, right? Remember Hawaii and Lahaina got hit with the green laser right before the fires happened? So what really happened there? It was a bunch of people that didn't want to give up their land so they could use it to harvest all the cobalt. And during Lahaina, blue didn't burn. Well, now we're noticing a lot of people are getting hip, and we see the top of their roofs are turning blue. So it seems like people know what's coming with these directed energy weapons. And it's all part of it, guys. It's all part of, if you're building an infrastructure using this 5G grid and you're building this Internet of Things where they're spraying the black goo, the nanotech, people is breathing that in, it's everywhere. So these are like little computers. They can see, hear, monitor us. And if you're building this, right, and you want to build a smart city, well, you got to pay to have all the old infrastructure taken down, unless you just cause massive fires, burn the shit down, and then you don't even have to pay at all. Now we see the schools too are starting to try to protect the children, look, and block this radiation at the schools, which is, thank God they're starting to catch on to that, you know, because it's crazy that our children are being microwaved by going to these schools trying to learn. And what are they? Pretty much controlled by Rockefeller in you know, his agenda that they pushed, and they set up the pharmaceutical industry, which is a form of pharmakia. I mean, we're being hit on so many levels, guys. It's unreal. That's why people are tweaking out all over the world, falling out and having seizures. I mean, this stuff is not good for us. It's not meant for our bodies. You know what I mean? We don't function properly in this digital prison. Now, these elites who control companies like Google openly microdose with DMT to access meetings with what they call, this is their words, the ancient ones. I mean, what is that? And other entities in the astral plane, these so-called technology advancements brought back from their meetings are tethered to these ancient ones. Even the AI being rolled out on social media platforms, it's not just a complex algorithm, it's a sentient entity. These disembodied spirits are remnants of the Nephilim from the Great Flood, now seeking to merge our organic reality with their digital hellscape. The black mirror in front of your hand right now that you're watching this video with or on your computer, that's a scribing mirror. It comes from witchcraft. This is all fallen angelic technology. We know it's killing us, but yet we can't get away from it. You know, we know we're being targeted and slow killed in our digital FEMA camps, but we can't get away from it. We can't escape it because it's more addicting than heroin. They've already proven it. It's much more addicting, and it's all part of their transhuman agenda, you know, merging us with technology to power this phantom reality. And they've been promised by these entities that they would be able to rule over us as gods. Now, the black mirror in your hand, that phone, they're not just communication devices. They're portals, conduits for these entities to manipulate our consciousness. Look at the circuit board, for example. They resemble the sigils of the 72 demons from the Lesser Keys of Solomon. They're binding stuff to it. These devices are designed to bind us within a matrix within a matrix, trapping our essence, our very life force, our soul. And that's why we were seeing people tweak out. Remember all them videos, guys? People are just like spinning around, falling over. They didn't know what was happening because it's this frequency. This is some fallen angelic genocide technology. And if we do not wake up and start to expose it for what it is, we ain't going to be around long enough. You know, I was trying to warn people when the whole Code Red situation first rolled out. Hopefully you're smart enough to know what that means. You know, what we were on lockdown for so long. I don't want to say that word and the AI pick it up and take this video down. But who rolled that out first? Who rolled out the G first? Wuhan, China did. And that's where everybody was falling out first. So just remember that, guys. You know, and these entities, the Archons, the Demiurge, Yal the Baoth, and his little parasitic AI, the Gnostics knew exactly what they were. And in their story, they sent Jesus Christ back, and that's why he was killed, because he exposed the Demiurge and these false gods. And, you know, he even told him, "Your God is not my God." And he came back to give man knowledge, gnosis, and that's why he was really murdered. That's the true story. It's really the same archetype as Neo from the Matrix, right? But the Gnostics, they controlled the Library of Alexandria, guys, which was burnt down. The Gnostics were hunted almost to extinction. So what did they know that we're not supposed to know? Their knowledge was a threat to the system of control. The internet, born from CERN's manipulation of reality, is the backbone of this false matrix. So let me play this for you real quick.
Is being slow killed with technologies that only serve to isolate and track us. 9 years ago, hundreds of scientists were warning us of the dangers of cell phones and 5G radiation.
I'm Dr. Martin Blank from the Department of Physiology and Cellular Biophysics at Columbia University. We are scientists and engineers, and I'm here to tell you we have created something that is harming us, and it is getting out of control. The incidence of fatal brain cancer in younger people has more than tripled. We are putting cellular antennas on residential buildings and on top of hospitals where people are trying to get well. It's particularly frightening that radiation from our telecommunication and power line technology is damaging the DNA in our cells. The time to deal with the harmful biological and health effects is long overdue. We are really all part of a large biological experiment without our informed consent.
Is being slow killed with technologies that only serve.
Right, I mean, look at the chemtrails, guys. They're spraying over our head. It's kind of getting crazy now. They're playing tic-tac-toe up there, and they're spraying borium and aluminum, which spells ball. Ball, their Semitic god that they sacrifice people to, okay? I mean, this technology is very real.
It's a form of magic. This is the effect of vibration and frequency being played into some form of liquid. 80% of your body is water, which is a liquid. Any form of music can influence your thoughts and emotions and your intent. That's why in Islam, it's haram. Your life is an externalization of your mind. Music is hypnosis, putting you in a hypnotic trance, making you move, feel different emotions, and think different thoughts, contributing towards shaping and molding your mind, which then ends up in shaping your external reality. Programs the storehouse of your mind, the subconscious. This is why you remember the lyrics so vividly. The feeling of nostalgia when listening to an old song is a form of a memory loop. Modern day music is a form of propaganda, which is molding the minds of society. This is a war, but the battlefield is in the mind. The mind is the most powerful tool that you've been given. There is nothing that you can't think of, because there are infinite possibilities with the mind. Protect your mind at all costs. It's a form of mind.
You know, that technology, the music, the entertainment industry, it's all being used and tethered to these entities. You guys know I look at gematria, right? Which comes from Jewish Kabbalah mysticism going back to Babylon. There's a source code tied to all this because we do live in a simulation. Now, the organic simulation was created by source consciousness, the creator of all things, for us to learn, to come down here and learn. But it's been hijacked by these archons. Now, tethered equals 34, which matches alien agenda. Apple Inc., AI takeover. Zombie is tethered, right? Zombie and tethered, both 34. And when did the CDC release the zombie apocalypse warning? On March 4th of 2021. Remember, guys? 3-4. They do everything by these numbers. And that's selenium, which is tied to the human body. It's one of the major elements in our human body, not to mention it's also used in electronics. Element 34, which is selenium. And before you think all this stuff is woo-woo, no, there is a chakra field. This has been proven over and over again. You have what is called a biofield, and that's what they're hacking into, your body's biofield. They're manipulating our biofields. The electromagnetic field surrounding our heart, the torus field, which mimics the firmament, because we live in an enclosed simulation. And it depends on what level of consciousness you're vibrating on. The first dimension, this how you're going to perceive reality. You know, yeah, if you're vibrating in the 2D, it's going to be completely flat. But if you're vibrating in the three and fourth dimension, it's going to get more into a multiverse. The first dimension is element earth, right? And this is the chakra base, anger, fear, fight or flight, unconscious, the potential world. That's all in the first dimension. Then the second dimension is element water, which is our navel chakra, pleasure, the sexual energy, relationship, subconscious, the emerging world. That's all in the second dimension. And the third dimension, which is materialism, the material world, this is really tied to Saturn. And Saturn is just some type of supercomputer, which is also linked to the moon. Element fire, space, solar plex, willpower, self-awareness, pre-consciousness, the material world. That's all in the 3D. And then the 4D is air, time, heart, love, sharing, consciousness, the magical world. That's when you get into the 4D. And then some of our best people are vibrating in the fifth dimension, which is what Nikola Tesla was tapped into. He was tapped into the ether. That's the database of everything that's ever existed. And space and time, throat, that's our throat chakra, truth. It's also super consciousness, right? The miraculous world. It starts to get into the 5D. The 6D is when you get into element chai prana, the chakra brow, insight, intuition, hyperconsciousness, the psychic world. That's all in the 6D. And then the 7D is element vacuum void, chakra crown, ecstasy, anointment, Christ consciousness, the divine world. This is when you've activated the kundalini up the 33 vertebrae, connecting to our pineal gland, activating that spiritual antenna to God, your inner Christos, your inner Christ. And I highly recommend checking out The Seven Dimensions of the Universe by Donald P. Scott. Really good read on this type of information. But yeah, they want us to believe this is all woo-woo and fake. And the whole time, they're teaching their children how to use manifestation, that chakras are real, how to manipulate and bend reality from the time they're born. Here's a map of the chakras on an actual human body. So you can clearly see each one of them, the throat chakra, the heart chakra, you know what I'm saying? These things are definitely real, guys. And with the eclipse that we just had on April Ace eclipse, that was not an eclipse of the moon, guys. That was an eclipse with the black sun. And that black sun is what is reinstating ancient forms of consciousness and activating certain people's 12 strands of angelic DNA, which all that is encoded into your source code. So, for example, the name you were born with, your maiden name, if you're married or something, your first and last name, you will have a source code tied into that. And using gematria, you can kind of decode how many past lives you've had, how many different reincarnations. Even you can even find out who you were in different reincarnations. And you can find out if you're one of these people that have the 12-strand angelic DNA, which they're survivors of these global cataclysms that we go through, these cyclical events. While all the elites went underground, the people that stayed up here, their DNA mutated from the gamma radiation and solar flares, which it was a positive mutation that gave them telekinesis, telepathy, remote viewing capabilities, what they call dream walking. Certain people have the ability to enter others' dreams and even bring people into their dream world. So over on truthfultv.com, that's my second website. That's where I do all my booking, guys. You can book and get a decode and find out your role in this simulation. Are you a first player character, or are you an NPC controlled by the AI? You know, it's all coded to you. Are you one of the 36 righteous men and women born from your generation that play a role in saving the world? In Judaism, they believe in every generation there are 36 righteous men and women. Well, at first I'm like, man, that probably can't be true, right? And then I found it coded to people's names. I'm like, oh, wow, this is interesting. And Jesus Christ equals 36. He's the same. He's the one. He is Neo. The story of Neo is based on Jesus Christ. I promise you. It's the same archetype. Neo code is 36. Telepathy 36. That's the same code as 11 from Stranger Things, which Dimensions is 36. Black Sheep. These people always probably knew they were special, but didn't really fit in with society. You know, was the black sheep of the family. People might have thought you were weird or the way you think is different. But no, it's that you're actually very special. That's the real truth. And if you're on Instagram, the link is in the bio. If you're on any other platform, it's in the description. Just click on the link to book your Gematria decode. And don't forget, guys, opt in to our daily newsletter. That's on our other website, truthmafia.com. So we have truthfultv.com. and truthmafia.com. This is so you can get updates on all the new projects we got coming out. Make sure you're following us on all of our social media platforms, especially our Rumble, Truth Mafia TV. Very important, because that's where our uncensored content is done. And just for this month only, we have the Superpower Decode 12-strand DNA. So this covers if you're a first player character, non-player character, but it also breaks down the connection to 12-strand DNA, and only for this month, because this one's usually $62, but for this month, we're doing it for $26. Remember, we are completely self-funded. We don't have billions of dollars behind us like the major media conglomerates out there, so we're able to bring you the truth by getting sponsorship and support, and I do the decodes. I'm not one of these people that beg for donations like a lot of people out there. We get plenty of donations and we appreciate that. And we thank you guys. Of course, you can always donate, the links in the description, but I would rather earn it myself, right? And this video was sponsored through Body Align and their energy wellness protection. They have these discs that have holograms that literally stops the effect of the 5G, what it's doing to you. You guys notice my dad's always got one on in the video. Use promo code TRUTHMAFIA, and that link is down below as well. And then we have some amazing necklaces from our website, truthfultv.com, our shop, which our new shop will be set up here pretty soon on Truth Mafia, but for now it's still on Truthful TV. And these products, guys, are amazing when it comes to blocking this type of evil technology and protecting yourself.
Have profound benefits. This groundbreaking discovery even won the Nobel Prize in 1996. Shungite is made of 99% carbon and loaded with these rare fullerenes. Shungite can destroy pathogens and remove bacteria from water. Fullerenes inside shungite also neutralize EMF from electronic devices. By wearing shungite or placing it on your electronics, you can protect your body and your environment from harmful frequencies. Shungite is one of the only minerals on the entire planet to contain these rare fullerene molecules. There is a limited supply, as it is only found in remote places on Earth. Join our 30,000 plus happy customers. Click the link to receive the benefits of shungite today. Have profound benefits. The clock is spinning fast, but we ain't backing down. We'll make it last. They try to silence us, control the game, but we won't let them. We'll rise in vain. Tommy Truthful, leading the way, exposing censorship. No price to pay. They want to censor us, control the news, but we'll keep fighting, spreading the truth, because we're the Truth Mafia, breaking the chain, shining the light through the darkest of days. They try to shut us down, but we won't be confined. Tommy Truthful and the crew, we're right on time.